Hello and welcome to Real Professional, the podcast where real professionals have really professional conversations about the gaming industry. I'm DreadXP Rock on tour, Jans Holstrom, joined today by no one. Ted is in Poland on the border with the Ukraine, helping with the refugee crisis. Abby, as associate producer, is taking over Ted's role for the next 2 weeks. I have things scheduled for the podcast, but this week I've asked our editor, Vince, to sit down and compile some of the best bits from the first 10 or so episodes of Real Professional. I know it's kind of early to be doing a clip show, but if you're new to the podcast, I'm going to be suggesting this as your new drop-in point. So, just sit back and chill and listen to these awesome bits. I don't know what else to tell you, honestly. They're probably very funny. Vince understands our humor pretty well. Real quick news, the DreadXP merch store is now live. You can go buy t-shirts and posters and show your appreciation or your love for DreadXP in the form of things that you put on your walls and body. So next week we'll be back with a new episode with a guest, and DJ, drop that sick beat. Yeah, I can't start without Ted making the mouth sounds.
Thanks. I do pretty good at the mouth sounds.
Yeah, I look forward to that. So you
How
guys,
was your backup,
your...
Ted?
I was impressed.
Thank you. I've been practicing it for over 2 years. Yeah, but no. Yeah, sorry. I keep interrupting you, Jans. Go.
I'm sorry. It's okay. Do you guys want your gamer safety update?
I do.
It's what I live for. Every week, like, I can't wait till the next Gamer Safety update.
You know, one of the previous Gamer Safety updates, you had mentioned throwing controllers, and the very next day I'd seen this, like, TikTok where somebody put, like, the controller inside, like, this safety device, and then it made an example of throwing that. It was, like, an inflatable. It made me think of you. I just wanted you to know about that.
I appreciate that. Was it, like, the Wii condom? I think that's what we called it in that episode.
Right. Oh, those things were great. I have like a ton of those. The see-through ones.
Yeah, the Wii condoms. They're Someone's going to find one of those in a garage sale in like 15 years and be like, "What the fuck was going on in this house?"
Right? It's going to be all discolored though and like yellow.
Ew.
Maybe a little like crust flaking off on the end.
I can't wait to watch, like, a YouTube restoration channel, like, restore an old Wii condom. So, our gamer safety update this week. Who here has good posture whenever they're on the computer for hours at a time, which I know we all are?
I try, but I fail many times.
Yeah, I'm more of, like, a curved spine. I'm in the curved spine gang.
I'm
scoliosis, bro.
I set up this whole, like... I have a giant whiteboard in my office that like tilts and everything, and I set it up to be like a standing desk, and then I started getting like a lot of like sharp pain in my back after a while, so like I switched back to my regular desk, and now I'm starting to get more pain, and I'm like, oh my god, I don't know what to do.
I'm so conflicted.
So slouching at your desk in your chair while comfortable could be deadly. There is a rising number of cases of people suffering from collapsed lungs from sitting slouch for long periods of time. So whenever you're slouched forward, it can allow fluid to build up around the lung, which can, over time, collapse your lung without warning.
How fat do I have to be for that to happen?
Okay, it's a new week. It's been a couple weeks since we had a podcast. Who is ready for their gamer safety update?
I've been feeling so unsafe for the past few weeks, so definitely lay it on me.
I've been looking over my shoulder and at my chair.
I'm so ready.
Yeah, it's been a hard couple weeks.
In a world where office chairs explode underneath you and your lung collapses from sitting wrong, it's time to add another fear to your list. I'm going to read you this headline, and I want your knee-jerk reactions, and then we'll go into details. Gamer breaks neck while wearing virtual reality headset.
I believe it, 100%.
Yeah, they're kind of heavy, like, for a neck, you know? Like, your head's not meant to hold a lot of shit on top of it.
I would guess for most people, putting on a VR headset carries with it maybe a 0.1% mortality chance, but for gamers, that at least goes up to a 1%. So
people do incredibly stupid things to get more immersion. I've seen TikTok videos of, like, harnesses suspended from the ceiling that allow people to, like, hover just an inch above the ground to get, like, walking simulation going. So, yeah, this is easy. Yeah, I bet breaking a neck is one of the lighter injuries you could have as a VR gamer.
So I want your theories. How... I know, Abby, you said heavy things on your head, breaking your neck. I don't think any of you can guess how this actually happened.
Were they doing yoga? Oh, was it a porn game?
Let me guess.
Trying to get a good angle?
Yeah, I'm going to guess that they were playing Resident Evil 4 VR, and with the full grabbing the rifle over your shoulder, that kind of inventory setup. And they were so immersed that they didn't notice that their long-lost rival snuck up behind them and whispered into their ear that this is vengeance for years ago, slaying their father in that duel, and then snapped their neck, like ninja style.
It's weird that Ted got it exactly.
Exactly.
Okay, so I have a problem this week. I have two very good gamer safety updates. And I need you all to come together, and I'll give you the name of them, and I will expound on them once you've picked. I have gorilla arms, and I have irritation inhalation.
So are you talking gorilla or gorilla?
I'm good with gorilla arms. I don't even need to hear the other one.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Number one. Pick number one.
Okay, so gorilla arms, you have stumbled upon another VR injury.
God damn it.
Ooh, exciting.
It keeps happening. I think this is our third VR gamer safety update in a row.
I think you call it a VR-related injury, because otherwise a VR injury would be like an injury in VR, and the metaverse hasn't gotten that advanced yet.
If you get injured in VR, you get injured in real life.
It's true. We have stay alive rules here in this metaverse. I think the metaverse would do better if they pitched it like that.
Well, funnily enough, my mom actually asked about that. Like, I was planning on getting a VR set soon, and she was like, oh, so you can, like, look through? I'm like, yeah, like, you can move around and actually look. She's like, oh, can I, like, play a boxing game? I'm like, yeah, sure thing, you can play boxing. She's like, wait, but if he hits me, will that hurt? I'm like, well, of course, how would that even... Yeah. And then I was like, oh, wait. And I told her, yeah, you have to put electroshockers all over your body so when they hit you, you actually feel it.
She
believed me. She was like, oh, well, that's dumb. I don't want that.
Yeah, I have a VR headset. I very rarely use it, though. I really need to use it more because it was expensive. And that's how I judged the usefulness of objects in my life.
Mm.
How expensive they were, because I'm a real American.
Well, Ted, you could use your VR more, but then you run the risk of suffering from gorilla arm.
Okay, what is gorilla arm? Right, that's the whole point, is that this is dangerous.
It's a term used by the Occupational and Biomechanics Research Laboratory at Oregon State University to describe a very specific VR-related ailment. People out there are so immersed in these virtual worlds that they're kind of Frankensteining with their arms. It's a very unnatural position. Like, hold out your arms and try to Frankenstein while standing up straight for, like, 2 minutes. It starts to burn. It starts to hurt. And people staring at their arms in VR, constantly having their arms all the way out, is causing shoulder strain and shoulder injuries that they have called gorilla arm syndrome.
Okay.
It is a repetitive strain injury. Because apparently, I don't use VR.
Oh, as in, like, you're not jacked like a gorilla, it's because you're holding your arms like gorilla style? Is that what they're trying to say? Oh, okay. I thought we were just dealing with people that were jacked. And I was like, I don't see the problem here. Everyone's too swole for the government. They want to keep us weak.
I prefer calling it Frankenstein arm syndrome. I think they missed an opportunity, you know, to do the old Universal Monsters Frankenstein arm.
That would be cool. Yeah, I mean, that would be way better. Why didn't they call it Frankenstein arms? That's dumb. You're right.
I'm going to get with the biomechanical researchers at Oregon State University and be like, listen, I got some citations.
Got some new update for your, yeah. Anyways, what was the agenda for today? Didn't we have things to talk about?
The agenda is, we can talk about my simmering one-sided rivalry with Neil Bolt, video games editor from Bloody Disgusting. It's a rivalry he doesn't know about.
Oh, boy.
All the more exciting.
So whenever I first started working for DreadXP and I was like, I'm a video games journalist, I knew of Neil. I followed him on Twitter. He followed me on Twitter, and it was like, this is the guy, like, he does news for Bloody Disgusting, and I got a lot of love for Bloody Disgusting. And I was like, I want to be like him, but I also have to viciously beat him in the arena of video games journalism. And I was like, but I don't know how to do that because I'm not a news writer. So I'm not going to, like, beat him to any scoops or anything. But I think I actually did beat you to one scoop, and I was like, oh, it's over now, I win. I just decided in my head that I won, and I think it was whenever Konami announced that they were going to be working with Bloober Team. I got that news at, like, 2 in the morning, and I wrote up a news piece, and I was like, that's it, I win video games journalism. I just decided it was over.
I actually think I remember seeing it as well. Okay, wow, they got quick.
And meanwhile, Neil's just going to bed, like, happy and comfortable, like, unaware that there's someone just sitting sweaty at their computer waiting for the next big thing.
That's it. The hours don't suit me, you know, being on UK time. Everything's sort of geared towards the US in that regard. So then you get these weird late-night drops. You're like, you look at Twitter the next day and see this thing trending. Like, fuck happened?
What happened?
There's some casual big news just dropped while you're out. Cool, great. It's like, I take a very casual approach to it all, doing as compared to like the cutthroat world of, you know, general gaming journalism, where it's like, you know, if you haven't done it in 2 minutes, you might as well have not bothered, sort of thing. But it's, yeah, you know, it's still fun to sort of get up there and have something do well like that. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it was, whenever I started, I looked at a bunch of video game journalists that I followed or that followed me on Twitter, and I was like, I want to do, like, what they do. I was like, but I want to be better than them. You know, that idea that everybody has that whenever you start doing something, you have to be the best at it.
Yeah, you're going to do it differently. This is it. That's the dream.
Yeah, so I just have a list of names, you know, of people to scoop.
I'm a really big fan of horror when it's seemingly supposed to be innocent and happy. And then you have this, like, kind of like Thomas the Train inspiration horror game here.
Thomas the Train? It's Thomas the Tank Engine.
I thought it was always Thomas the Train. It was always called Thomas the Train growing up where I was.
It was called Thomas the Train nowhere. It's Thomas the Tank Engine.
No, people, yeah, you know, surprising.
That's been a topic of debate in all of my comment sections.
Is it Thomas the Train or Thomas the Tank Engine?
I think it's Thomas the Tank Engine.
One second. I'm going to visibly type this in. I'm audibly type this in.
This is the thing. Is Ted is 32 and I am 24. So we come from different generations of Thomas the Train or Tank Engine, if so to speak.
So Thomas the Tank Engine is a British anthropomorphized... Okay. So it's Thomas the Tank Engine is his character, and it's Thomas and Friend is the show, and he's the engine. He's not the train. I mean, a train is multiple pieces.
Mm-hmm.
He can't be the engine and the caboose.
Head. As most trains are, you know, they got multiple parts to them.
Yeah, but the engine is the front part of the train.
Mm-hmm.
They're
separate things. So he couldn't be Thomas the Train because he is the tank engine.
Yeah, unless it's like a communist Thomas the Tank Engine, which was a completely different, you know, that was from a completely different era.
No, like, I grew up because I had Thomas the Train toys. And I grew up and my parents called it Thomas the Train. I called it Thomas the Train. My siblings called it and my friends at that time. We all called it Thomas the Train.
Abby, this is Tank Engine Erasure, what you're doing right now.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know any different. This is actually the first time I've ever heard this variation. And so you're saying
it's not a variation; it's the official name.
Well, Yeah, but like, you know, like there's like nicknames for things, you know.
Were the Berenstain Bears like macaws where you were from too? Like, what else did they have, like a transformative soul? Like, what else did they transform fundamentally?
Ted, I feel like my whole life has been a lie. Like, I'm just as flabbergasted as the rest of you, because like this actually hurts, because I feel like everything has been a lie at this point.
Now, Ted, I know you're a fan of onesies.
Yeah, I wear the unicorn onesie every day.
Okay, so I'm going to read this to you, and I want you to tell me whether or not you want to buy this.
Okay.
It is essentially a wearable blanket with a front section that can be zipped past the eyes. And then for bathroom breaks, you don't have to remove the Dameggy 4G onesie. It has an amazingly speedy butt release for easy butt cleanup.
Good. I will say, though, that the number one problem with onesie is that whenever you need to shit, you have to make the decision of whether or not you're going to take the whole thing off or just like try to open the leg up and let it roll down. So this is nice. This is already nice.
I'm going to show you a picture in the chat right now.
Okay.
Beautiful.
That is what you get with the Dameggy 4G onesie.
Like how they're demonstrating the ass slap on it. Like,
I hate it. I hate it. Ew, it's just so... Like, even if you really got your cheeks outside of it to really pop a good one out, like, it's like sliding on the toilet seat. It's... No.
I will say the area of clearance is, like, insufficient for, like, at least... I would say a percentage of shits that is higher than a percentage I'm comfortable with.
Yeah, I feel like it needs to go down at least another foot or two.
Yeah.
I mean,
what about the bad side? Like when you wipe up, right? Like poop let's doesn't say that just stop there.
Yeah. Well, ideally it does, unless you're
smearing it up your backside, of course. But right. Like it's still too close for comfort, regardless.
I would say that like maybe 1% of poops, it would fall into like the pouch, and that's a too high of a percentage for me to like comfortably do that. Like I'm maybe 1 in 1,000. Like I got some poop in my onesie. Oh no! But like 1 in 100, you're shitting yourself 3 times a year.
Is there any dream in the future to do roles in movies other than like horror movies?
That's a good question. I mean, horror is definitely in my comfort zone. Let's put it that way. Mm. I don't know. Maybe if I were ever asked, I'd think about it. Cause I mean, it'd be interesting, you know, it'd definitely be interesting to play somebody outside of that world in the real world, you know, where something fantastic doesn't happen, you know? But I don't know. I love, and maybe it's because I'm in Slipknot and I'm so used to things just being bigger than life. You know, I think I like the fact of being in movies that are either strictly horror or strictly, you know, kind of action-y or whatever. It's it's about, you know, when you go into a role like that, you're immediately embracing the fact that in that world, in that movie and in that world, the possibilities are endless. So to me, that's more exciting than playing something like a dramatic role in the real world. It's like, fuck, man, real life is dramatic enough. I don't need to be in a, you know, Lars von Trier or some shit like that. I'm fucking fine.
So no romance movies then from you. No romance. Oh, okay.
Fuck no. First of all, no, I don't think I could ever be a romantic lead or anything like that. Second, my wife would probably gut me. She'd probably, because I got offered a horror musical, and there was a lot of romantic to it. And I was reading it out. I was like, oh, there's no fucking way. And I told my wife about it, and she just went. I was like, yeah, that's not going to fucking happen. I was like, listen, I'm not going to do it. It's fine. Don't worry. It's all good. Yeah. So no, I'm not looking to fake kiss or lock lips or fucking do any nudes. Fuck that.
Abby isn't reading the full question, because the impetus for the question was, do you want to do your tragic love ballad duet with Sheryl Crow?
Purposely, like Kid Rock, purposely overextended.
She didn't know that was no one ever knows that's fucking Kid Rock and put your picture away.
I didn't know that. I always thought it was just Sheryl Crow and then like whatever some bum dude she found.
All you need to know is that it is 5 minutes of the most painful fucking bullshit song you've ever heard in your life.
Ted likes it.
There's so many social sites. I feel like Facebook is kind of dying out as far as like business pages.
Oh God, don't get me on board about Facebook.
No, it's already happened, Abby. I'm going about Facebook. So Facebook is something that whenever we did our social expansion a few months ago, Ted said, "How viable is Facebook?" And I said, "Oh, it's pretty viable. A lot of older folks use Facebook. People like to share videos on Facebook." I was wrong. Not even mostly, our Facebook, one person likes everything I post, and it's a Polish person. And at this point, we're just a Polish gaming news Facebook page. Bless them, though. Bless our one Polish fan. I mean, I love seeing that. I've started writing our posts in Polish because who gives a fuck at this point, as long as the Polish are seeing it. But as I understand it, in Poland, Facebook is kind of the social network.
Yeah, it's weird because
they really adopted Twitter over there the same way that, in most of Europe.
It's funny because like 10 years ago, Facebook was like the platform to promote on.
But that's the thing is that things change, you know?
It's just constantly changing, yeah. It
changes faster than anything else.
For sure, yeah.
Sad factor, I actually haven't seen the Critters movies. I haven't seen Critters, and I'm going to out myself, I haven't seen the Halloween franchise, because I'm a giant piece of shit. So.
Wow, that's like my favorite. Halloween is definitely my favorite franchise.
So seriously, like, it's on my to-watch list, because I realized how bad it is that I haven't seen it, but I don't know why I haven't been able to push that play button. I constantly go back to bad ghost movies over and over again. I'm like, I could watch Halloween or I could watch Ghost Ship again. And then I'm like, Ghost Ship. And then I watch the people get like cut in half by that line set to the soundtrack of Tainted Love. And I'm like, yeah.
The best part of Ghost Ship. Everybody remembers that. That happens in the first 5 minutes of Ghost Ship. And then after that, no one knows what happens in Ghost Ship.
A guy falls down a elevator shaft because he's trying to make out with a hot lady, right?
Yes, it's the singing woman from the part at the beginning where everyone gets cut in half.
Famke Janssen.
And she's topless and the guy follows her into an elevator shaft. It's almost Looney Tunes-esque the way that it plays that gag.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think that there's like literally a part in Until Dawn that's like basically the same. So.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
I love Until Dawn.
Not Until Dawn. Sorry, that's not what I meant. I meant Man of Medan.
The Man of Medan, yeah.
Yeah, Dark Pictures.
Oh, yeah.
There's a sexy lady that's like trying to seduce the bro guy. And he's like, what? I'm a bro guy. And I'm like, good writing game.
It's such a good game. All of those games are good. I've not played Little Hope yet, but I plan on it at some point.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about Spectacle, which
had an hour podcast where we never bring up Williams games. We just talk about shitty movies the whole time.
We just make William talk to us about the Dark Castle film catalog.
What's your opinion on House of Wax? Yeah, what do you think about House of Wax, Will?
Like, I put up a 13-second long clip from our game, My Friendly Neighborhood, MFN. 750,000 views right now. Just 13 seconds of one shot from one of the guns.
Wow.
And the comments are just like, looks dope. There is no discourse. Like, oh, and looks like Bugsnacks, which has now become like a company joke that so many people have commented about Bugsnacks, a game that I did not know existed until after this.
I have to say, you're probably the only person on the planet that didn't know about Bugsnacks, because Bugsnacks was living in my brain rent-free for like 3 months. Like, I'm serious. Like, I was singing like, ooh, Bugsnacks, like to myself all the fucking time. I enjoyed the game. I need to go back and finish it. I'm only about halfway through, but a new Total War DLC came out and derailed me.
So I've been talking a lot, Abby, Ted, where you at? Where's my backup?
I am chilly. When I get chilly, I get it's harder for me to focus. I No, I mean, it's like, it's so funny because, like, I keep trying to think about things to talk about, but they're all, like, projects that we're currently working on.
He just wants to talk about Total War, and I told him not to do that right before this meeting, so he's kind of in a pickle right now.
And she's like, go fuck yourself, Ted. And I'm like, she's so mean.
I would never do such a thing.
It's pretty rock salty of you, Abby.
Super. I'm really rock salty about it.
What is up with the rock salty thing? Can somebody explain this to me?
It's the coolest new lingo for
the new phrase.
Yeah, for the indie game devs and indie game community. We're all rock salty.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're really like, it's like, okay, you know when you're like pissed about something and you weren't expecting to be pissed about it? Like, it's not like a long term being pissed. You're like, you know, you're just like kind of surprised with how pissed you are. You're like, I'm rock salty about this. It's like a way to say, like, I'm salty. Like, I'm a little bit upset, but, like you know, you understand that it's inflated. It can also mean that you're really excited, like a deer that sees rock salt and is like, nom, 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 nom. But then you got to do the tongue thing. You'd be like, I'm rock salty. Nom, 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 nom.
I don't know, guys. I feel like, sometimes I feel like I'm the old person here. And I don't understand it.
You're being rock salty right now.
Yeah, she's a little rock salty about this.
Yeah, the rockiest or rockest. I don't know what would be like the ist form of that.
Well, people that
honestly, I mean, just try it out.
Yeah, people that don't like rock salty, we call them friendle heels.
What?
I don't know how the internet works, so tell me if I'm being an idiot. But can you like plug into their cable thing? Like, is there, can you like install a splitter on the outside where the internet goes into their building and surreptitiously steal their Wi-Fi that way? That'd be the only way I can think of, other than like taking a picture of their router and like, you know, copying the password.
So that's kind of a more of an old school thing with cable boxes. Whenever people still had cable boxes, they used to make a thing called an ether killer. Is anybody familiar with an ether killer?
Is that when you just like have a lot of cocaine and it just ruins your ether high?
No, there's like a ether killer, Atari killer, Sega killer. And they're named that because they're made out of RF adapters for Segas and Ataris. If you take
any 70-year-old drug addict that was like high in Vegas before they invented like video games just really liked that joke, by the way. So.
No, you make them out of those adapters, the Sega killer.
Well, and
the
who's done ether in like 30 years, right?
Right, I'm definitely not huffing raw ether over here.
People still do Ethernet, actually, around here.
No, ether, like the drug. See, you're so young, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay, I thought we were talking about Ethernet. I heard ether, and I was like, people still do Ethernet. Yes,
it's commonly referenced in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, which is also where Hunter Thompson made up Adrenochrome. So the whole thing about the Q babies, you know, getting harvested for their adrenochrome, it's all made up. Just in case you didn't know, in case you were curious about whether QAnon was made up or not.
Well, I learned something new every day, I suppose.
Learning all sorts of stuff.
Sorry, Neil. I had to get this clarification from Jans, but are you telling me that it's okay for you to have your own opinion about a game?
Yeah, it's a strange world we live in. So I'm going to say something controversial, and this is going to get the podcast taken off the air, and they're going to send someone to my house to shoot me. But I have played Breath of the Wild, and it is a 3 out of 5 game.
Ooh, that's a controversial opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I find it hard to argue because I feel I didn't finish it. So
did most people actually finish it?
My wife did, like, completely. And I'm very close to finishing it. I still play it here and there. But if you take away the cultural cachet behind the Zelda series, it is a 3 out of 5 game. I think a lot of this is rose-colored glasses and brand loyalty for the Zelda series.
Yeah, eating like pork shoulder sandwich in the dugout, like right before he went to hit his ball. Like, he still had his bib on and like barbecue sauce on his chin. Like, that's sports, sir.
I have a question. So if athletes, like their thing is like steroids, right?
Yeah.
Is gamers' thing like
and
G Fuel?
Amphetamines.
Like, would that be like
most pro gamer organizations do out of competition drug testing
for Adderall and other like amphetamines. Speed.
Honestly, if social media is anything to tell, the thing that gives gamers their power is 16-year-olds on Discord.
Oh, yikes. Shit. Shots fired.
Shots fired to all the weirdos out there. Stop being weird.
Abby, where can people find you on the internet at large?
You can find me on Twitter at ScrunchOG, also on Instagram, scruncho.speakeasy, and on Discord on the Dread server, too.
Also,
I'm everywhere.
Also, I'll promote Abby since she refuses to do it. She's got an album coming out, and it's fucking fire.
Ah, oh, thanks, Jans. Yeah, it's coming out. We should be finishing it the end of the year, but we want to like finalize it and everything, and then it'll be coming out like literally right at the start of January. So I'm very excited about it.
And where
awesome
can we find our reclusive leader, Ted Henschke?
Dread Henschke, right? I think that's what I hardly ever tweet. I posted about calories the other day. It's the most interaction I've ever. I actually lost a follower over that tweet. I think someone like realized I still exist and was like, I need to unfollow this guy. But you should just find me at DreadXP underscore, because that's usually where I'm at. But I'm going to be trying to tweet more because I don't know. Why not? What the fuck else am I going to do with my time? Did you know that Silent Night, Deadly Night 2 through 5 are on Shudder right now? We got to watch that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Movie night. Ted did talk about calories. I retweeted it to the official accounts because I was like, you know what? This is a good point. And then a bunch of people were explaining it in the comments, and I was like, oh, that takes away the magic.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Anywho, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, and for me, you can tell me what a Jafif is at Horror Played on Twitter. Most of the time, though, you're going to find me on DreadXP underscore, same as Ted. You can follow DreadXP on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. On Instagram and TikTok, it is under DreadXP Games. There's some fantastic content there, if that's what you like. We're also on Facebook, if you're Polish.
You're doing it, Jans. Cody, you're doing it.
Play us out.
Nailing it. DJ, hit that fat beat.
Jed Shepard, play us out.
I'm sorry, I don't know what to do.
Thank you so much. Jory Stoltz, play us out.
I have no idea what to say here. But thank you so much for listening.
Can you drop
and have a nice day?
A freestyle that you can drop?
Yeah.
I don't.
Jory, the number one Tory. I don't know.
Harris Foster, play us out.
Yeah, dead a cat now, Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, cat now, Joe?
Nick, play us out.
Play. What?
Nick, play us out.
Yes.
What do you want to play?
Huh? I'm starting you off.
No, I literally, I was, okay. Let's go with. I don't know.
So, Jamathan, play us out.
What?